Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. We have Susie Vance and NC Shaw. They're with the Depot, which is in Beverly Shores. It's a museum and art gallery right along US 12 there. Welcome to Art on the Air.
Thank you.
Well, Susie, first tell us a little about, for our audience that may not know about that, tucked away there right along the South Shore Station, where it is and what you do.
Where it is in the old and only existing train station left on the South Shore line that is of the old Mediterranean style. It was preserved, and that's quite a story. But in it now, besides being a train station, is an art gallery and a museum. The museum has all the history of the town, which has had quite an interesting history over the years, fighting people who have wanted parts of it, whether it's the National Park now, whether it is the steel mills and the electric NIPSCO. But we have quite a history, which we're happy to share with everybody. And then we have an art gallery that over the last 5 years has really burned under the auspices of Karen Brown, who directed it for many years and was actually the president before.
And Jane Stanley. Jane Stanley had excellent shows.
It was fabulous. I just talked to her yesterday. Yes, it's been quite a group of people that have really made this gallery an amazing stamp on the world. It's fabulous. We have shows of five artists every year, and they come and have a full show and explain their work, and it's really quite delightful. Anything from painting to fiber arts to ceramics, all kinds of
things. So, Susie, can you give us some of the history of the Depot, please?
Sure. In 1929, the building was built to be a train station and also to house the station master. It did that until the last station master died. And when the last station master died, they boarded the place up and they just let people get on from the train tracks. And then in 1988, there were two stations in Beverly Shores, actually. They tore one of them down. And the residents looked in horror at that and said, oh, my God, they're going to tear this one down. And so they rose up and created a movement that eventually got the building placed on the National Historic Register. So nobody can ever tear it down. Part of it now is a train station, and part of it became the home of what is now the Beverly Shores Museum and Art Gallery, which is a nonprofit organization. There is a board of up to 9 people, and none of them are paid. We all volunteer, and we run this little gallery, this little museum, which is quite well known in the area, and we run a great gift shop.
And so how are you handling next year's shows? I noticed that you have a schedule for 2021.
Yes.
So I'm assuming because of our global pandemic, there will be no shows for the rest of the year. And so I also want you to touch on the holidays, because I know the holidays is a big fundraiser for you as well. And so how will the holidays be addressed?
Yeah, we have always done a holiday show and sale in conjunction, actually, with the Dunes Women's Club, which has had one for years. And the stuff that you buy at either place is very different, but it is one of the major ways that we raise money to support the programs that the Depot puts on. And this year, sadly, we are not going to do that in person, but we are magically going to do it through the gift shop, just like we learned to do with our spring fundraiser, which was the 5x5.
Well, while you brought
that's happened in person, and we took it online, so that's what's going to happen now.
And so let's let Nancy speak to that about the gift shop. You're the new gift shop manager. Tell us a little bit about that, about the gift shop briefly.
Yeah, well, we brought that website up in the spring, and what we're doing is featuring primarily local artists, but also artists from maybe around the country here and there. And then we're starting a seasonal classification. And with that seasonal classification, we're going to have local artists contributing ornaments and glassware and things that are relevant to the holidays. So it's very exciting.
What type of art do you have in the gift shop or things
we
available?
We have glassware, we have ceramics, we have paintings, weavings, jewelry that's handmade, some woodworking and metalwork.
Very good. And how do we find you online?
www.bsdepot.org.
Okay. And they can, you're only virtual now, but eventually you will be open. I know in the past I've had things in the gift shop.
Yes, yes. Plus the website.
Very good. Any final thoughts for our audience?
We hope you'll join us. We hope you'll come and see the fun things that we're doing. And we hope you'll support us by shopping at the gift shop and donating if you'd like.
Okay, very good. Well, we'd like to thank you for being on Art on the Air. That's Susie Vance and Nancy Schwab on Art on the Air Spotlight. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.